20.
In my 40s, I thought I could exercise myself into youth again. That was a mistake.
While Charles wasn't up on the latest fashions and never had been, he was vaguely sure the tiny running man was wearing either a cat suit or a gimp outfit. Maybe he was a large child in a ninja costume. With startling speed, the smaller fellow jumped to the right and exploded with gray smoke. Charles wondered what the little fellow was doing as he watched him crawl a few feet away and lie still. The grass wasn't quite tall enough to hide a rabbit, let alone a man. It, at most, came up to ankle height.
"Where did you go?"
the four-armed giant of a man yelled, spittle flying from his lips. He swung a giant sword back and forth through the cloud of smoke, making it dissipate even faster. It had the unfortunate effect of causing his loincloth to flutter around. After the cloud was gone, and despite looking around in a way where he should have seen the rather obvious fellow lying 3 or 4 feet away, he clearly couldn't find the tiny man.
"Huh. Must be a spell or a skill or some nonsense."
The large behemoth started to scream quite awkwardly in rage when he noticed Charles standing on the porch. He rubbed his eyes twice before stomping over. Charles vaguely remembered being threatened by this man before and sending him off on a wild goose chase.
"There you are. I promised I would get you back for what you did," the man menaced.
Now, it had been decades since Charles had gotten into a physical altercation, and he knew if this were real life, he'd likely pass out in fear. But it wasn't real life. It was a game, and most of the players were young idiots. So he started playing a card he had developed nearly 3 decades ago to deal with just this kind of idiot.
"I'm sorry. Who are you?"
Charles asked.
"You know who I am."
"No, young man, I don't. Have we met?"
Some of the anger seemed to drain from the man's face. That didn't stop him from lifting his enormous sword as if to strike.
"Don't play dumb with me."
My memory isn't working like it used to. Maybe you could remind me?"
"I found you, Harem Lair, and you can't talk your way out of this," he hissed.
Charles knew, though, that this was the perfect time to lay his card on the table. He started with a confused expression and then looked around. Then he acted surprised when he saw the four-armed warrior in front of him. Finally, he closed with the exact same tone he used before, asking,
"I'm sorry. Who are you?"
"I am the great Blegargar,"
he roared and shook his sword. Charles could make out the giant teeth inside his mouth, each one flat like a molar.
"He must have practiced that. It looks ridiculous."
Charles played the next card, though it was a struggle not to laugh at the man's absurd melodrama.
"Have we met?"
This question seemed to stump the giant. Charles, though, was already moving on to his closing argument. He slowly feigned a confused expression again. He completely ignored the man in front of him and began looking around as if he just woke up. Finally, he turned to Blegargar.
"Hello, young man. This is a nice cabin you have here. Is it for sale?"
Blegargar, after blinking away tears of frustration, slumped over in defeat and turned away. He walked slowly down the hill and away from Charles and the cabin, stopping only to kick a rock. Charles watched him go, satisfied that it worked, but annoyed that he'd had to deal with anyone at all right now. His eyes landed on the tiny young man lying in the grass.
"One more person to deal with, and then a small walk."